February 8th, the Daily Stoic. Did that make you feel better? You cry, I'm suffering severe pain. Are you then relieved from feeling it if you bear it in an unmanly way? Seneca, Moral Letters, 78.17. The next time someone gets upset near you, crying, yelling, breaking something, being pointed or cruel, watch how quickly this statement will stop them cold. I hope this is making you feel better. Because, of course, it isn't. Only in the bubble of extreme emotion can we justify any of that kind of behavior. And when called to account for it, we usually feel sheepish and or embarrassed. It's worth applying that standard to yourself. The next time you find yourself in the middle of a freakout, or moaning or groaning with flu-like symptoms, or crying tears of regret, just ask, is this actually making me feel better? Is this actually relieving any of the symptoms I wish were gone? A Year with C.S. Lewis. Ever new constructions. Screwtape considers the value of pursuing the historical Jesus. You find that a good many Christian political writers think that Christianity began going wrong and departing from the doctrine of its founder at a very early stage. Now, this idea must be used by us to encourage once again the conception of a historical Jesus to be found by clearing away later accretions and perversions, and then to be contrasted with the whole Christian tradition. In the last generation, we promoted the construction of such a historical Jesus on liberal and humanitarian lines. We are now putting forward a new historical Jesus on Marxian, catastrophic, and revolutionary lines. The advantages of these constructions, which we intend to change every 30 years or so, are manifold. In the first place, they all tend to direct man's devotion to something which does not exist, for each historical Jesus is unhistorical. The document says that they say and cannot be added to. Each new historical Jesus, therefore, has got to be out of them by suppression at one point and exaggeration at another. And by that sort of guessing, brilliant as the adjective we teach humans to apply to it, on which no one can risk 10 shillings in ordinary life, but which is enough to produce a crop of new Napoleons, new Shakespeares, and new Swifts in every publisher's autumn list. From the Screwtape Letters. Jesus calling. He is above all things, your problems, your pain, and the swirling events of this ever-changing world. When you behold his face, you rise above circumstances and rest with him in heavenly realms. This is the way of peace, living in the light of his presence. He guarantees that you will always have problems in this life, but they must not become your focus. When you feel yourself sinking in the sea of circumstances, say, "Help me, Jesus," and he will draw you back into him. If you have to say that thousands times of the day, don't be discouraged. He knows your weakness, and he'll meet you in that very place. And God raised up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when we climbed, then when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. That's Matthew 14:28-32.